will accept your thanksgiving. Thanksgiving will never cease in your house, in your home, in your marriage, in your life. Affliction will not arise against you the second time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Time of thanksgiving is coming, so not to waste time. We bless the name of the Lord for what he has done. And it's a very short message. I was scouting over the internet during the week, and I found this message by General Hoots, or Hot, H-O-U-T-S. I believe it is Hot. He's a blogger and a Christian writer. And he's trying to tell us three ways by which we can activate God's promises in our lives. Three keys to activating God's promises in our lives. Apart from thanksgiving, apart from prayers, there are three key items. And he said there are hundreds, if not thousands, of promises in the Bible for believers. And it is true, thousands of them. For example, Joshua 1:5 says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Tell your neighbor, God will not leave me nor forsake me. In all my walk in life, God will not leave me nor forsake me. James 4:8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The grace to draw near to God, God will grant unto each and every one of us. Before we think of meeting a man, we will know in our head that only God can do this. And that grace and that vision will be deposited in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 37 verse 4 said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what will happen? He will give you the desires of your heart. Okay, now, let's go to the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. When God's promises are fulfilled in our lives, it brings God's glory. Praise the Lord. When God's promises were fulfilled in the life of Joseph, it brought glory to God himself. So, and that is why God's promises, I pray, will continue to be fulfilled in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. But the question is, have you ever wondered why our life doesn't reflect, our life do not reflect or does not reflect these promises of God? Have you ever wondered? Have you ever sat down? Why are things going the way they are going? When you say you will never abandon me nor forsake me, when you said all your promises in him, in you, are yes, and in him, amen. There are so many promises God has promised us. I know mine. I was sharing one with my daughter yesterday. But that promise is yet to come to pass, and I know it's going to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So, the question is, why? What are the secrets that we need to do, that we need to know to activate this formula? And number one, maintain a soft heart. Hebrews chapter 3. The writer reminds us about the children of Israel after he brought them out of Egypt. Hebrews 3, 7 to 11. He explains how their hearts were hard and rebellious. They tested God. Their hearts always wandered away from him, and they didn't know his ways. They see all, they witnessed, they saw all the promises, all the wonders, all the goodies that God did in their midst. Yet, they still believe there is another God that they will serve. That was what led to that worship of the golden calf. And a lot of them lost their life in the process. And one would have thought that they will learn from that. Did they? No. And that was why God promised that they will never enter the promised land, except those three elders. Those two elders, Joshua and Caleb. You will enter into God's rest in the mighty name of Jesus. You will enter into God's promise in the mighty name of Jesus. This Sunday, as we come to worship God, to thank him, heaven shall be open upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. The promised land was the huge promise of God that God gave the Israelites, a land of their own, their inheritance, because they were God's special. They were chosen generation. They were chosen people. But they forfeited that promise because of their hardened hearts. Even Jesus' disciples dealt with hard hearts. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse 52. And that hard heart made them, said, for they had not understood the loaves because their hearts were hardened. Brethren, we need to soften our hearts when it comes to the things of God. When we have hard hearts, we cannot understand God's ways. It blinds us to what God is doing and saying. Even when we are seeing his miracles, you will never appreciate it. And that's why Hebrews 3:7 urges us, today, if you hear his voice, like you are doing now, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Therefore, we too must keep a soft heart that is willing and open to hearing God's voice if we want to inherit the promises of God. Matthew chapter 5, part of the Beatitudes, I think it's verse 3, said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall do what? For they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Who are the poor in spirit? They are the people who have soft hearts. They are ready to hear the word of God. They don't consider themselves as too knowing. Those who consider themselves too knowing in the time of Moses, and they rebel against him. Korah and his lieutenant, what happened to them? The ground swallowed them up. Ground will not swallow us up in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you want the promise of God to manifest in our lives, guard your heart from rebellious attitudes. Be sure to maintain a submissive heart towards God. Praise the Lord. And the second is almost like that. You must reject unbelief. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, tell your neighbor, I reject unbelief. Hebrews 3:12-13. Say, beware, brethren, lest there be in you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. Sin deceives us so that truth seems like a lie, and lie seems like the truth. And that's what sin does in the life of man. Remember, the mission of the devil is to steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. He came to the Garden of Eden. He deceived them. They thought it was the truth. And that was how sin came into our lives. So don't let sin derail you. Unbelief and doubts set in unbelief and doubt set our heart can lead to hardness of heart. That's what happened to these Israelites we are talking about. Even though they saw God's mighty works and wonders, they still allowed their hearts to doubt God, and they grow callous towards him and his ways. They saw the wonders all the time. Yet, unbelief will not allow them to see God. If we are living in unbelief, we cannot expect to see the promise of God in our life. God's promises are available to all believers. It is not available to doubters. Hebrews 3:18-9 says, and to whom did he swear that they will not see his rest, but to those who did not obey? So, we see that they could not enter into the rest of God because of their unbelief. Even the disciples of Christ, they fell in the same, in the same commotion. We heard last week, Jesus is a liar. Satan is a liar. We heard it last week. Satan is a liar. The devil is a liar. And one way of overcoming him is through belief. Why Jesus and those three disciples, Peter, James, and John, were enjoying the beauty of transfiguration on Mount Olives. Those downstairs, you know, down the mountain, they were struggling with a demon who came into the life of that boy to kill him, to destroy him, you know, and to make his life unbearable. And they could not cast out the devil. They went back to Jesus later. Why can't we do it? What was the primary something that Jesus died to bring? Unbelief, because of your unbelief. I have told us several times, Christianity and being born again called us to a new way of thinking. And that new way of thinking is, you believe, and then you do what? You see. Although the world and science will be telling you, you have to see. Yeah, seeing is believing. But the way that God has called us unto, it is believe, and then do what? And then see. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He had the testimony our sister gave. Father, if you do this in the life of my sister, I will come out and testify. God did it because of her belief. If she has not believed, she won't pray to God. I pray for you this morning. The spirit of unbelief will disappear in you in the mighty name of Jesus. And this brings me to that final point. Combine the word, that is the promises of God, with faith. How do we activate God's promises? On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I said, maintain a soft heart towards God, reject unbelief, and then number three, combine the word, that is the promises of God, with faith. Hebrews 4:2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they had did not profit them, nor being mixed with faith in those who had it. The children of God, children of God had his word and promises, but they didn't believe, they didn't receive anything from God because they didn't combine what they had with faith. They never obtained what God promised them because they walk in unbelief instead of faith. So what exactly is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Can you imagine that? You have not seen it, but you believe it. So a lot of us, we have so many things that we have spoken about, combining with faith, and it come to pass. When the children were small, I used to lay my hands on them and pronounce on them. I would ask them, what do you want to be? Okay, I want to be a doctor. Okay. And then we pray. Oh, I want to be a lawyer. Okay. I want to be an engineer. Okay. And I will pronounce to them, and I say, you all be world-class engineers, world-class doctors, world-class lawyers. Today, we are on that path because we combine the promise of God with faith in our heart. Brethren, the Lord Almighty will increase our faith in the name of Jesus. Many of us, we could not exercise faith because once we pray, we want answers immediately. God doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. And there are various ways by which he answers our prayers. There are some prayers God will answer immediately. There are some he will ask you to wait. There are some he will not even answer you. He did not answer you because he knows that if you get that thing. I remember in my early life as a teenager, I loved cars. You know, And I'll be praying for, you can imagine, there were no more car loans as a young adult. Level 8 officer, no more car loan. Salary was $400 per month. But in those days when level 8 was level 8, they will give you a $4,800 as car loan. Peugeot 504, which is an equivalent of Toyota Camry. They are in the same category. Cost $4,200. Brand new one. So the government will give you $4,800. And then you get a loan. And then you buy a new car. And that was my prayer. I needed a brand new car at 21. I wanted a Peugeot 504. Or can you Peugeot away? Those who know Peugeot 504, when you hear the sound, the AC alone, you love it. But if I get that car that time, do you think I will be alive today? God said no. Thank God, the first car was that Peugeot 504. But it was a time I was fully matured. And God knows that I will not carry a strange woman with it. That was when that car came. So please, faith. You have to have it. It's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing what you already have. Faith is believing that you already have what you are hoping for. It is pulling God's promises from the spirit realm to the physical realm. And God put his promises out there for everyone who will receive his promises. Once you receive that promise and you have faith, you have it. Long life is your own if you believe it. Peace is your home, is your own, if you believe it. Sound children, children of sound mind are yours, if you believe it. And you profess it with your mouth. Even when things that you are seeing are contrary. Those who believe in faith that God is who he says he is, and that he'll do what he says he'll do, no matter what the circumstances around them, look like they believe and obey anyway. So, what we are saying is that unbelief, hardness of heart, often go hand in hand. Even Jesus rebuked the disciples in Mark chapter 6, verse 14. You know, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. Because he did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Remember the story of Thomas. Thomas didn't believe. All these things Jesus Christ has told them, everything the way it's going to happen. Even when he said he would be going to the cross, Peter called him and said, Master, you are my master, but I have an advice for you. Please, don't go through this thing. Please. Because hardness of the heart never made them believe that he has come for a purpose. And that purpose must be fulfilled by dying and going to the cross and rising on the third day. Brother, what I'm saying is that we too must be careful not to allow our hearts to harden. We must be careful never to allow unbelief to creep into our hearts. God's promises are available to us. If we just believe in faith, if we will obey him and keep our hearts soft towards him. And I pray, the joy of the Lord will never depart from you. Let us arise this afternoon. Is morning still morning? Is it? Yeah. Let's arise quickly. Father, 3 prayer points. Give me a heart of flesh. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, Lord, remove from me heart of stone. Anybody that does not believe in God is a wicked guy. There is no doubt about it. If you do not believe in God, you are wicked. I don't want to be wicked, O Lord. And the Bible said the wickedness of the wicked is upon their head. I don't want to be wicked. Give me a heart of flesh, Lord,
to believe in you. Give me a soft heart. Let unbelief become a thing of the past in my life. That's prayer number two. Let unbelief become a thing of the past in my life. No more doubt. I will not doubt your word again. I refuse doubt. When you doubt God, you are telling God, you step aside, let me take care. How can you take care when God steps aside? It's not possible. Father, I reject unbelief in my life. In the life of my children, I reject unbelief. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, we're going to pray. Father, as I combine your word with faith, let me see answers to my prayer. He said, by his wounds we are healed. What is that doctor's diagnosis? Combine the word of God with faith this morning and proclaim healing and hold wholesomeness unto yourself. Healing and wholesomeness. You are healed and you are whole. In your career, I am healed and whole. My finances are healed and I am whole. My health, I am healed. Physically, spiritually, I am healed. I am whole. No power of darkness will have power over me. Powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, they have no power over me because I combine the word of God. This morning at the workers' meeting, you were asked, who are you? I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation. My family is healed. My family will not scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for multiplication in my family. I see my grandchildren running around the house. I can hear the noise of babies in my house. Can you hear the running of little legs running around in my home? I combine the word and the promises of God on this Thanksgiving Sunday with faith. My faith is whole, whole, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be a victim. I am a victor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, talk to God this morning, silently. What is that thing you want God to do for you? Angels are here ministering. They have sent down your gifts. Receive your own. Receive your own gifts this morning. Activating God's promises. Activating God's promises in your life. I activate the promise of God this morning. I turn on the promises of God into my life. He said, He will not leave me nor forsake me. Therefore, I am not alone. Loneliness is not my portion. Depression is not my portion. Suppression is not my portion because God is with me like a mighty moving waters. So when the world moved against you, it will raise a standard against them. Like a flood. God will raise a standard against that flood. Therefore, I shall live. I shall not die. I live to declare the promises of the Lord, the good works of the Lord. People will see the good works of the Lord in my life. And they will rejoice, and glory will be given unto Him. Every problem in my life becomes a stepping stone to my success. In the name of Jesus. It was painful that Joseph was sold into slavery. It was painful. He will look at himself, a royalty. The eye of his father, the apple of the eyes of his father, now becoming a slave somewhere. It's just a stepping stone to your success. Brethren, you are in America, you are doing that work that you think you should not be doing. Yes, it happened to Joseph. It's a stepping stone to your success. It's a stepping stone to your success. You will get there. You will get there. No matter the number of years, you will reach your destiny in the mighty name. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, because you are dancing, because you have rejoiced, you will reach your destiny. Is there anyone among us who wants to rededicate his life unto Christ this morning? Tell him, Lord, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept you, Lord. Forgive me my sins. I am born again. 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 The word of God lives in me. The Spirit of God comes upon me. I am born again. In the name of Jesus.
And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stretch forth our hands to the pastor. And tell God, Father, bless your son. He has watered our lives that God should bless him. In the name of Jesus. This will not be the last sermon he will give in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God Almighty, in the end he will not be condemned. In the name of Jesus. You will use him to the end in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It will not fall, it will not falter. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those words will never stand against him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, the Most High God. Thank you, our Father who art in heaven. Thank you, blessed Savior. And in Jesus' name, we pray and thank God. Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving time. Blessing time. Amen. Remember, your money will be spent here on earth. Your heart of thanksgiving is very, very important to the Almighty.